I don't know why I am still alive. Maybe to write down my story? There was this crack in the wall. It was my grandfather who told me, cracks are like upcoming hate, boy. You should not enlarge them, but repair them. My mother was all the world to me, as were my younger siblings. But the seed of evil was sown and infected the people's hearts. Their hate against us grew immeasurably. Why? I still do not know to this day. First, they excluded us. Later, they put us in jail. And then, they took us to hell. They took away everything I loved. They knew no mercy. Killed everyone who stood in their way. Millions of human beings. Men, women, children. The world was drowned in a sea of fire and tears till the bitter end. But I survived, and the only thing I wanted was freedom. Thus I turned my back on my old home country, and I started my journey to the promised land. On my journey, I met her, my first true love. But it was only short-lived. She committed suicide. Perhaps she had seen too much. Should I give up and live a life in desperation? Never. Because if you give up, you are lost. I created for myself a new life, and I founded a new family, my own one. And then, almost 40 years later, I found my last true love. And my passion for art awoke anew. Art is like love. You do not need to explain it. A painting needs no words, because every human being, regardless of race, color, or religion, understands it. Art transports and connects what truly makes us human. Life without love has no meaning. And those who are not capable to love will never have lived. My name is Shlomo Graber, and now I do know why I am still alive, in order to tell you my story.